Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And football fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. So download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, Dustin, let's talk more pigskin. How about it, huh?
Oh, our favorite word. Yes, let's do it.
Just for people to understand, off air, we were talking about the word pigskin, and that is not a natural word to use when talking about football. But we are going to be talking Penn State football. Quarter number three and four, Dustin, the second half of the show, I want to talk to you about what needs are left for this Penn State team going into the 2021 season. Quarter number three, we're going to talk about the offense. Quarter number four, we'll hit the defense. And on offense, let's start on the offensive line, Dusty. And let's start at the center position. Michael Mennett had the position for a few years. He's off to the NFL. The center position is open. It seems like we're either going to have Mike Miranda moving over from guard or Juice Scruggs stepping in. Which way do you see it going?
I see Juice Scruggs stepping in. You know, I think they got him involved in this rotation last year, every chance they got. And I thought he did a really good job in that situation. And then for me, you know, like you, instead of having two guys in new spots, Juice Scruggs being a starter, Mike Miranda moving from guard to center, you can have just one guy taking over a new spot at center. Now, of course, center being the key communicator and really the guy who kind of is the key link in that chain, is Juice Scruggs ready for that is really the big question. But in a perfect world, you'd have him ready for that responsibility, working all off season on snapping and on learning all the different protections and how to call those out and communicate. As long as he's ready for that job, that's his job. And Mike Miranda performed at a pretty high level at left guard. I think ideally you'd be able to keep him there and pair him up with Rashid Walker and have a really good solid strength on the left side of that offensive line. Juice Scruggs to me looks like he's ready for that. I mean, we'll see. His story is interesting, but I think the way that he performed when he was asked last year suggests to me that he's ready to claim that starting job at center.
It's interesting that you go that way. I'm thinking they're going to go the other way, just having that veteran in Miranda over at center. I know last season they had him listed as the backup to Mennett, but it's pretty obvious, though, between the two of them, one will be at center and one will be getting the starting guard position. What that does, though, is it leaves the other guard position open. And what are the names there, Dusty? Who's around for that other starting position? It's not an obvious choice.
It is not an obvious choice. There's a bunch of names that could be involved here. Anthony Wiggin will have the seniority factor. He'll have the, you know, he's been around for a couple years now. Sal Wormley is in that same conversation. Nick Dawkins, I thought, you know, he arrived last January, and I think he's got a pretty significant upside at guard as well. I also personally think, and there's some things that need to happen the right way, and Landon Tangwall needs to make a big splash upon his arrival. He probably needs spring practice and all that to do it. But I think the mix of his maturity and athleticism and, you know, his readiness for the college game could make him an interesting factor there. I think you have a true spirited competition at right guard where you've got a bunch of different options there. Those are the four that really stand out to me. And it's just a matter of, is Anthony, how much has Anthony Wiggin learned? How much has he developed behind the scenes? You know, he's a guy, you know, he expressed kind of not disappointment, but that he was eager for a bigger role. And he wasn't in position to do that the past 2 years, not with CJ Thorpe and Mike Miranda, and then later Will Fries in the mix. So is he ready for that opportunity is the big question. And how ready are these other guys? You know, you have a bunch of young guys who are talented and could be factors there. It'll be an interesting to watch. One of the more interesting competitions, I think, on the entire roster.
What about Des Holmes, a guy who's been around for a while and does have some experience getting on the field?
Yeah, I think I probably overlooked mentioning him. I don't know where do they figure him out at guard? I think so. And you know, they've liked him for a long time, Jim. And he's played tackle, he's played guard. He's been a really dutiful reserve there, who's shown probably the ability to play at least four of this five spots on the offensive line. So yeah, I think I should have mentioned him as well. That if experience matters, and a lot of the time it does on the offensive line, then Des Holmes would certainly be in that mix too. Have we seen him at right guard in a game? I honestly don't know.
I don't know either, but and Phil Troutwine has emphasized having these guys be versatile enough to play both tackle and guard, so I don't think it would be an issue doing that. I get the sense it's a case of, will one of these young guys have the ability to step up and grab the position, kind of like the way Caden Wallace was a year ago? And if that's the case, you could almost make Des Holmes the super sub. You know, if you need a tackle, he steps in. If you need a guard, he steps in. But I think that's still dependent on one of the young guys stepping up and grabbing hold of the position. I don't think we have to go into the tackle position. We see Rasheed Walker, Caden Wallace. I think they hold down those positions. I don't think there's a lot of drama there. Where there may be a bit of drama, though, Dusty, is at running back. It's an interesting room. There's a lot of depth there, but you have Noah Kane coming back from injury. You have John Lovett coming in as a transfer. You have the couple of true freshmen who came in and played last year. And then where does Devin Ford fit in all of this? Can you put the pieces together for us, Dusty?
I don't know how all the pieces of the puzzle will exactly come together, because you have a couple different interesting situations going on. First and foremost, Noah Kane, if he's healthy, I do believe he's your guy. I think he's shown a level of upside, you know, and a level of maturity. Like he's gotten the job done in key situations in the past, and I think he's going to keep getting better. So as long as he's healthy and good to go, I think he's your top guy. I don't think there's a lot of margin between top guy and number four and number five, as you just spelled out. I think, you know, Kevon Lee, his skill set overlaps the most with Noah Kane than out of all the other guys. So that'll be an interesting dynamic to follow. It's not like you can plug Kevon Lee in necessarily and get something completely different other than maybe a guy with fresh legs. I want to see Kevon Lee get a lot faster, get a lot quicker if possible, go back to the drawing board with Dwight Gault. I can't really blame him. You know, he wasn't really meant to play the role that he did last year. I think he was a developmental guy from the outset, but you've seen some promising things from him. Devin Ford, I think, still has home run ability. You know, I think he's got to show it in a consistent fashion. You know, I don't think he's a lock for anything there. John Lovett comes in, really experienced guy. I think he had about 1,800 yards in his Baylor career. He's got some size and some quickness. He's got a nice package of skills. And then I think Keziah Holmes, I think, has the highest ceiling, in my opinion, of this entire group. I think if you ask Bob Flanders, I think he might feel the same way, too. That you started to see that come together, certainly in the Illinois game last year. How much growth does he show this offseason? He's a guy who could, maybe surprisingly so, climb up that rotation a little bit. So you have all these different dynamics going on. And are you looking for a change of pace? Are you looking for just your second best running back? That would kind of determine to me where Kevon Lee fits. They're going to have some juggling to do here. And I think it's a responsibility that they're more than willing to take on, because you saw the downside of a rash of injuries and stuff last year. They are more willing to balance five guys out than not have enough guys.
We saw this in 2019. There were four running backs that we thought would all be coming back. How are they going to juggle them? There are too many guys in the room. Then look what happened in 2020. So I'm not going to say they have too many guys here, Dusty. Let's go to the quarterback position. And there's potential for some drama here. The question is, with a new offensive coordinator, would Will Levis get more of an opportunity? And it's funny how these things work. There was a recent viral video showing Will Levis working out, and he's just throwing absolute bullets out there. And there's been a little bit of a groundswell of, gee, doesn't he look good? Maybe he should be the top guy. What do you think?
I mean, there's clearly a difference between throwing drills in a bubble in shorts and processing the game and being able to tap into and access all that physical talent. You know, Sean Clifford's not without talents either. And you've seen maybe some of the struggle sometimes in being able to process things in a way that you're able to, you know, to display that. So I think Will Levis maybe, you know, better fits. He's off the charts athletically. And that video, which we discussed a little bit last week, got a second and third wind over the past 7 or 8 days too, and has really made its rounds around the internet. I think the new offense, it might favor a guy who can kind of get the ball down the field like that. Maybe he gets a fresh look at this. I think more than likely you're going to start the 2021 season with some combination of both of these guys again. I don't know how that's going to change. Will Levis needs to show a lot more if he's going to make it a no doubt about it situation over Sean Clifford. Sean Clifford's got more experience, has experienced more success than Levis has, and it's going to be hard to shake him off that spot. I think more than likely you're going to see both of these guys. Hopefully, for the love of God, we see less of the same old quarterback draw stuff, and you see a creative way to use both of their skills. But I think, Mike Yurcich or not, they're going to continue to use both of these quarterbacks next year.
And is this kind of the make or break year for Taquan Roberson? No, I'm not expecting him to necessarily get on the field and beat out the other two guys. But is this not his third year in the system where the coaching staff has to decide, does he have a future as a starter on this team?
Yeah, it might depend on for his decision making might depend on what happens with Levis and Clifford. If they're both back for another year or 2 years, Roberson might see the writing on the wall and leave. I think they like him, though, and we'll see. I think it just might depend on where the opportunities are.
All right. We will take a look now at the defense in quarter number four. Make sure you stick around for the rest of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.